Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show, powered by the Sports Kings here on iHeartRadio. It is a Friday, August 14, 2020. Yes, I am doing the show on a Friday, but I have a good reason for doing so. I purposely waited until today to get this show done, so I can gladly inform all of you that I now am the owner of the world's fastest internet speed. Thanks to my cable company, they finally showed up and did their job. So the drama is over, and I can bring you the sports information you so rightfully deserve. I mean, oh my goodness. And I'm still not ready to give the name of the company that delayed your due process and my due process. We will mention that a little bit later in the show. How about that? But anyway, happy Friday. And we are halfway through the month of August. The NBA playoffs are set to begin on Monday. And man, the action has been great ever since the NBA restarted. The bubble situation has just been magnificent for all of us, actually. No positive coronavirus tests to talk about. Teams that were eliminated from the playoffs will be making plans to leave the bubble, so that will further reduce the contamination or the spread of the COVID-19. So the NBA plan is working to perfection almost. Same thing with the WNBA. And today we are certainly going to talk about the NBA playoffs, the upcoming playoffs, the format, the matchups, and all of that great stuff. But there's some unfinished business, though. The Portland Trail Blazers will have to face off with the Memphis Grizzlies for the eighth and final seed of the Western Conference. That's going to take place tomorrow, Saturday. Now, if Portland wins, no problems. They're going to take on the Los Angeles Lakers, which is what everyone is thinking is going to happen, but not so fast. If the Portland Trail Blazers lose tomorrow's game against the Memphis Grizzlies, they got to turn around Sunday and play again for what we will call the tiebreaker, right? For the right to play the number one seed. So when I say this thing is going down to the wire, it is. Now, if you're the Portland Trail Blazers, as hot as that team is and as hot as they have been playing, no one wants to face the same team twice or back-to-back if they don't have to. And I tell you what, the Trail Blazers have been asking a lot of Damian Lillard. And, man, it's all about what does he have left in the tank, and is he going to have anything left if the Blazers do advance and play the Lakers? But, hey, whatever happens, they want to get it done on Saturday instead of Sunday, because if they play on Sunday, and let's just say they win, right, and they only get one day off, and they play the Lakers on Tuesday, August 18th, in what will certainly be a highly competitive first-round matchup. So I'm going to set the stage and give you my first-round matchups in both the Eastern and Western conferences. So PGA, well, every once in a while we do discuss golf on this show, even though it's been entirely too damn hot for me to go out and play and practice myself. But there's professional golf going on. It is the PGA Tour, the Wyndham Championships, taking place in Greensboro, North Carolina. And this thing has just been going back and forth. I did have your leader information, as that has disappeared from my screen. It's been changing back and forth. None of your big-name players are in this tournament. Well, I don't want to say none of the big names, because there are some big-name players. But when I say none of the big names that you might be familiar with now, if you've been listening to the show, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, you just don't have those guys. I know there's a four-way tie at the leaderboard right now as they get ready to go into Saturday action. So things are going to get a little bit interesting. Tom Hoge, I hope I said his name right, Hoge, Siwoo Kim, Tyler Gooch, Billy Herschel, all are tied for first and at 10 under. So interesting, some competitive golf going on there in Greensboro, North Carolina. So when they hit the ball, right, and every greens, every course is different. But, I mean, this ball just has a dud and is leaving a divot. So I don't know if that's because of rain or whatever. but it's just not your typical bounce around type ball. Wherever you hit it, and if it lands hard, it's going to be, just kind of stuck there. You're going to see the divot as well. Don't see that too often on the golf course. Let's see. What did I notice today? Jordan Spieth, man, he struggled a little bit today with some crazy shots, shots that were in the PGA to consider these out of bounds. And that's what happened to one of his shots. It just went way too far than what it should have. So he's tied for 63rd right now. Don't know if he's going to be able to make a strong comeback. Only two more days of competition to play. So we'll talk about that. And I tell you what we're really talking about is the player that is going to make a lot of money, even though he's not even playing in this particular tournament. So, yes, that happens in the professional world of golf also. Not only does Bobby Bonilla get this unbelievable amount of money every year on the same day, Gilbert Arenas, who was being paid by the Lakers and I don't know how many other teams for years after he had left the league. And Allen Houston, I don't know if you remember him, played with the New York Knicks. He was getting paid lots of money after he left. So it's those contracts, those lifetime type contracts that continue to pay these guys. It's kind of laughable with the Bobby Bonilla contract that he gets his fat money. But this guy... and I tell you who he is, and I tell you how much money he's getting this weekend for not even playing in the PGA Wyndham Classic. So, and lastly, we are going to talk about another NBA story. How about the San Antonio Spurs will not be part of the NBA playoffs for the first time in 22 years. And that is an incredible story within itself. I would tend to think that had we not be involved in a pandemic, that the Spurs with their home games and that home crowd in San Antonio, I've been to plenty of games at the AT&T Arena in San Antonio. I would have to think that they would have probably made the playoffs some kind of way. If conditions were just normal, I think they would have found a way to get in there, but they didn't. And it is newsworthy because, man, we can't imagine. I mean, it's been 22 years. Just think about it. 22 years since the Spurs have not made the playoffs. We're talking about in the 90s, right? So late 90s. So anyway, that is news. But the last story we will talk about today will be the NCAA football. I had told you on Tuesday show that I was going to get you some information on who's playing, who's not going to play, who is still thinking about whether or not they're going to play, who's going to start late and what have you. It's a mixed bag of nuts with NCAA college football. I would think that the NCAA would just rule and just make a major decision. But to have these schools kind of make these one-off decisions, it's not really fair to the kids because some people might be getting advantages, an unfair advantage. So if your conference is not playing any football, then somebody else's conference is playing, say, 7 or 8 games or what have you, then just from a competitive standpoint, these players, these kids, you know, a lot of them are trying to get into the NFL, get to the next level. So there's probably going to be a whole lot more to come to that. But I don't know if the NCAA wanted to be the overseer and sayer of whether they would play or not. I think they left it up to the conferences, and it's just really totally inconsistent. So that's what's happening. That goes for schools too, for kids and teachers and whatnot, and school districts. No one is able to just make a solid choice, a one size fit all decision that says we're going to do it, we're not going to do it, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're not going to do. So incredible. But anyway, those are the topics here on a Friday, August 14th, 2020. My sister had a birthday yesterday. Happy 60th birthday to Kirk Williams. And she, milestone 60. And I'm just 4 years behind her. And who knows what I'm going to do, God willing, on my 60th birthday. I don't know. I'll probably do a 5-hour podcast and talk about absolutely nothing just for the hell of it because I can't. No, I won't do that. But anyway, we'll see what I'm going to do. But anyway, happy birthday, sister. And I bet we take a break. When we come back, we will jump into the NBA playoff picture. You're listening to The Mean Gene Show right here on a Friday on iHeartRadio.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
And we are back, folks. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Mean Gene Show here on a Friday. Getting you set for the weekend. How about that? I mean, you got to be excited. There's WNBA, NBA. Even though the NBA games this weekend are, some of them are just regular scheduled games, but that Portland-Memphis series is definitely one to watch. All eyes will probably be, especially the Lakers, we'll be watching that Memphis Grizzly and Portland Trail Blazers game that's going to take place tomorrow. So a couple of more games even left in the league as I speak right now. The Clippers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, I believe, are playing earlier today. The Indiana Pacers defeated the Miami Heat 109-92. Toronto beat Denver 117-109. Toronto just don't know. They're just all systems go, business as usual. They are the defending champions, so they are playing with a purpose, playing for a purpose, and they have a good, legitimate chance to win the NBA championship, even though had we not been hit with this pandemic, I don't know if that would have been the case, but Kawhi Leonard is now on the other side of the country playing with the, or in another country, on the West Coast playing with the Clippers, and yet the Toronto Raptors are still a legitimate threat to get to the NBA Finals, or well, get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and who knows what could happen there. Let's see what else we got. Late tonight, Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder, always a... it's not the Oklahoma City Thunder, I'm sorry. It's the Philadelphia 76ers. Probably, you're probably not going to see the big players, the main players. You're probably going to see a lot of substitutes, I don't want to say they're scrub players, okay? They make too much money to be scrub players, but you're probably going to see players that wouldn't normally get the playing time. How about that? So that's what's happening. But anyway, how about the schedule? The schedule for the NBA's first round playoff series are officially set, even though we're, you know, sort of talking about the two series, the Thunder and Rockets, and the Heat and Pacers involve teams that haven't really finalized their respective playoff seeding yet, which means home and away team designation is still to be determined. Even though they're going to be in a bubble, they, if you've been watching, you see they still make it seem like a home-like atmosphere. But how about we start with the East for a change? The number one seed, the Milwaukee Bucks, will take on the number eight seed, Orlando Magic. They start on Tuesday, August 18th, so that should be exciting. If that series goes seven games, they will wrap it up by August 30th. If not, then they have it set. Let's just say if it's a Bucks sweep, it should be over by the 24th of August. So they're not getting those breaks like they would get normally, you know. For traveling, there's no travel. Everybody's in the same arena, same, you know, gym, you name it, and all that great stuff. The number two seed, Toronto Raptors, is going to take on the number seven seed, Brooklyn Nets. Now, we didn't think the Brooklyn Nets were going to be that competitive, but we were wrong. I mean, they actually played some great basketball considering they lost a lot of players, some the injury, some because they opted out and didn't want to play for the, you know, during the pandemic. So that series will kick off on Monday, and the number two seed Raptors and the number seven seed Brooklyn Nets. So let's just, since I'm doing this, let me just go ahead and give you my predictions here, at least for the first round. Okay. First round, I definitely have the Milwaukee Bucks winning the series over the Orlando Magic. I would take the Toronto Raptors to beat the Brooklyn Nets. So you got your one and two seeds winning so far over in the Eastern Conference. The number three seed, now this is a very, very interesting matchup. The number three seed is the Boston Celtics. They are taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. Oh man, I tell you what, you just never know what Sixers team is going to show up. It doesn't matter where they play. If they're away from their arena in Philly, they just play like crap, and they've played like crap in the bubble. So that's one reason why they have a sixth seed, a team that loaded. Even though I know they've been without Ben Simmons there for some games, but you would think that they would be much higher than a sixth seed in the East with all that talent. So I'm going to take the Boston Celtics to beat the Philadelphia 76ers. There's a reason why the Sixers are a sixth seed, and they've played worse at times. And because of that, I'm just going to take Boston to win this series. Boston will win over the Philadelphia 76ers. That's my pick set. The 4-5 matchup, normally, even in a, this matchup is just normally a good matchup, regardless if it's played, at the arenas, without the pandemic. The Miami Heat and the Indiana Pacers are just really matched up well here. And I mean, this is just a perfect matchup here. And whew, I'm going to take the Miami Heat. I'm going to take the Miami Heat to win this series. And now that takes us over to the Western Conference. The Los Angeles Lakers secured the number one spot over in the West. And let me just go back. The Miami-Indiana Pacers series will kick off on Tuesday. Some of these first round matchups will take place Monday, some will take place Tuesday. So I failed to give you the Boston-Philadelphia matchups will take place. The first game is going to be on Monday. Toronto and Brooklyn also Monday. I did say Milwaukee and Orlando would be Tuesday. Same thing with Miami Heat and the Pacers. The first game is Tuesday. Over in the Western Conference, the Los Angeles Lakers will play the winner of the Memphis Grizzlies and Portland Trail Blazers play-in winner. We don't know who that's going to be just yet, but regardless of who it is, that game one will take place on Tuesday. Interesting. If it's the Memphis Grizzlies, I say the Lakers win. With the Portland Trail Blazers in that eighth spot, man, I think the Trail Blazers could force the Lakers into a 7-game series, even though, I mean, in the bubble, we'll probably see 7 games that we'll never forget. But I think the Lakers will find a way to get it done, because the one thing, and I've been on this Portland Trail Blazers bandwagon, right? Just like everyone else. But I just think in a 7-game series, it would have to favor the Lakers. And I would think LeBron and AD would get it together. Kuzma, maybe they get some more help. But the only reason why I would give it to the Lakers is because unless somebody else steps up for Portland, it would have to take someone else having a monster series besides Damian Lillard for the Portland Trail Blazers to beat the Lakers. I mean, and if that happens, then it's going to get really scary for the Lakers. But right now, the Lakers are still competitive and talent enough to spread the ball. And you might get LeBron stepping up. You might get AD. Kuzma showed signs of some greatness. And so we just have to see. But I would have to take the Lakers to win the first round there in the Western Conference. The Clippers have the number two spot. They will go against the Dallas Mavericks. This is not going to be an easy out for the Clippers, okay? It's just not going to be. The Dallas Mavericks, man, they are talented. And this could unnecessarily go 7 games. And the Clippers are known for just sort of extending playoff series way longer than what they need to be now. We have yet to see a lot of a heavy dosage of Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. I think we're probably going to see that. Chemistry is still a big question mark for the Clippers. But, I mean, Doc Rivers, I have to give the edge to Doc Rivers, even though, I mean, the Rick Carlisle has won an NBA championship as well. So both of these coaches have won NBA titles, so they know. And they have played in their share of title of NBA finals, so they know. But man, I'm going to go with the Clippers to win the series, but don't be surprised if the Dallas Mavericks force 7 games in another series. I mean, if the playoffs are anything like just what the 8 games were in the bubble, I mean, you got to think that it's going to get even better. So, but I got the Clippers winning the series over the Dallas Mavericks. The number three seed is the Denver Nuggets and the Utah Jazz. This is a really, really good series there. And I got to think that the Nuggets will probably just be outmatch the Utah Jazz. I tell you, man, the Joker. I don't know. I mean, Rudy Gobert's going to have his hands full. with the Joker, with Denver. But I think, and I'm sorry, my friend, my good friend, Craig Bolajack in Salt Lake City in Utah, cover. He's the play-by-play announcer for the Jazz. If he hears this, he's probably going to tune me out and never come back on my show again. I mean, I want to say that, I mean, Utah just, I mean, they play some great ball. So, I mean, this could be another seven-game series. I mean, we could see more seven-game series in this first round than we've ever seen because the competition is just so much better in the bubble. I'm sorry. The guys are focused, no distractions. I mean, we, you know, but I just think, Gobert has a tall order to go up against the Joker and stop him. I mean, but Utah has played great basketball. I reserve the right to flip-flop on this one, but right now I'm going to say and I can't change my mind, so before the end of the show, I'm going to go ahead and say the number three seed wins over the number six seed, but I think it's going to be some exciting action. Let's see, the 4-5 series with the Western Conference is the Rockets and the Thunder, which this probably would have been the same seeding had they were not playing in the bubble. I'm going to give it to the Rockets, even though this is an evenly matched series. The only problem here is that the Thunder does have a big man. The Rockets don't. But, you know, Westbrook and Harden, you know, you're going to get a dose of both of them. And if anyone else steps up and gets hot, I just think this is going to be a shooter's duel. But I'm going to give that to the Rockets. I'm going to think the Rockets are going to get past the Oklahoma City Thunder. So that series kicks off on Tuesday. Thunder Rockets starts Tuesday. Nuggets Jazz starts Monday. The Clippers Mavericks starts Monday. Lakers and whoever they're going to play, whether it's Memphis or Portland, that starts on a Tuesday. You're not getting a whole lot of days and breaks in between. There's going to be some serious action for the next couple of weeks and months. And remember, the NBA Finals, I think it's supposed to start in October. So there's going to be a ton of basketball between now and the end of September. So just get ready for it. But anyway, that is what's happening there. And as I had mentioned, that the San Antonio Spurs not making the playoffs for the first time in 22 years. That right there is certainly breaking news, and Greg Popovich handled it well when pressured by the press because they were going to talk about it, and he fooled the hell out of everyone thinking that they pissed him off by asking him those questions. But no, Popovich just done a hell of a job down there, even though it was a risk for him even being in the state of Florida with the virus. If you watch any of the Spurs games, Greg Popovich, Alvin Gentry mostly kept their mask on the entire time. They did not deviate from that. And, man, those guys, both of those guys are classic guys. I've met both of them. And it's really going to be interesting to see how the Spurs are going to rebuild. Certainly, they don't want to be in this bubble next year. None of us want to even be talking about a bubble next year when the league starts. But you got to think if the Spurs had the opportunity to play their games at home, things would have been a lot different. And I think the Spurs would have snuck in there, even as a ninth seed, probably even higher than that, because they do magical things there in San Antonio, especially with that home crowd. So anyway, that is it. And we are going to shut this segment down. When we come back, we're going to talk NCAA football. You're listening to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CDC is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. COVID-19 is spreading in the United States, and leaving your home increases your chances of getting and spreading the virus. CDC recommends you stay home except to get groceries, medications, or other essentials. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Okay, the final segment here on the Mean Gene Show on a Friday, August 14th, 2020. Weekend is here, and we'll come back on Tuesday and Thursday of next week. I don't see anything getting in the way of getting back to the regular schedule. I should do more shows because of the NBA playoffs, man. I mean, it's all going to be NBA playoffs, and of course WNBA action and whatever else that's going to take place next week. The NFL is steady, you know, moving along and with plans to play, of course, even though there's no preseason. We're talking about the NFL next week, get you up to date. But conference schedules, the NC2A, Big Ten, the Power Five conferences are the Big Ten. When you hear that, they're talking about the Big Ten, the Pac-12, the Big 12, the ACC, and of course the SEC. So let me tell you what's happening with the Power Five conferences as it relates to fall football, okay? The Big Ten. Fall season's canceled conference. They're exploring whether or not they can have a spring schedule. I don't know how you do a spring schedule if everybody else is still playing in the fall. So or I don't know how that's going to work. The Pac-12 followed the Big Ten. They have canceled the fall season, and they're also looking at an option for a spring schedule. The Big 12, so far they are going to play a 9-game conference schedule that's scheduled to start September 26th. So definitely push back a little bit. The ACC has decided to play a 10-game conference schedule, which means they're going to play in a conference, which means limited or no traveling. Probably limited traveling. Their season is scheduled to start the week of September 7th through the 12th. I'm sure all of this is subject to change, but that's the way it is as of right now. The ACC will play a 10-game conference schedule starting September 7th. The SEC, which is the big boy there, they have decided to play a 10-game conference schedule. They are also going to start on September 26th, just like the Big 12. So here's the notes. The ACC and the Big 12 schools will also play one non-conference game on the schedule. So don't know who that is, don't know who that's going to be. But interesting that they both agreed to play one non-conference game. But indeed, you got the Big Ten and the Pac-12 not playing at all. It's really, really, really going to be interesting. So let's look at the American Conference. The American Conference, they said they're going to play an 8-game conference. Their schedule is going to start on September 19th. The Sun Belt Conference, they're also going to play an 8-game conference schedule, which begins on September 3rd. I think right now they are the earliest, they have the earliest start of any teams in college football, any schools right now, September 3rd. That is typically the week that college football would kick off anyway. So we'll see with the Sun Belt, they're going to be the first ones out there on the field. Conference USA, 8-game conference schedule begins on September 12th. The MAC Conference, they have canceled their fall season. They're also looking at a spring schedule. And the Mountain West Conference, they have also canceled their season in the fall. And they're also looking at a spring schedule. So now here's some notes. Schools in the American, Sun Belt, and Conference USA will also play up to 4 non-conference games. Interesting. Okay. So that's the American, Sun Belt, Conference USA. And there are schools, these individual schools are just not playing in the fall. No word on what they're going to do in the spring. That is UConn, UMass, New Mexico State, and Old Dominion. Those schools are not going to play. So as I said earlier in the show, just the total inconsistency. I mean, if, you know, your kid, do you have a child play in the Big Ten and the Pac-12? Seniors, man, devastating. Even juniors, you know, that would come out and go and join the NFL. No competition, whatever they did last year. I mean, I don't think they're going to lose any eligibility. But at the same time, the NFL is continuing to move on. Lots of money out there for these players. The SEC, definitely a lot of players come from the SEC and go to the NFL. But there's just so much inconsistency there with everybody. And of course, the NC2A committee or chairman just decided to just shut it down, pretty much like he did with the March Madness tournament. And some of these big power conferences school still have a say-so on what they want to do and how they're going to do it. So Don't really know if that's going to happen yet, but what the Big Ten and the Pac-12 did certainly were, you know, set the tone, because that's two of your Power Five conferences that decided they wasn't going to play. And I still think that the Big 12, ACC, and SEC should join them, because it's just, I mean, certainly competitive advantages matter in college football when some of these kids are going to be auditioning for the NFL and some won't. NFL is going to hold a draft still, probably. And these kids that will get a chance to play will have a chance to be part of that draft. So it's just totally kind of chaotic right now. And we just have to keep our eye on this situation, which could change at the snap of a finger. So that's all I really have, folks. And we are going to sit back and watch NBA action this weekend, see how things work out between those Grizzlies and Trailblazers. And cannot wait, as I will be glued to the TV Monday. Well, just pretty much for the next day of, 50 days as we get ready for the NBA playoffs. So hope you enjoyed this Friday show. And we are just so excited to have high-speed internet. How about that? Okay. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. If you, you know, just do what they tell you. Wear the mask and wash your hands and all of that great stuff. All right. We'll see you back here next week, folks. Enjoy your weekend.